It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. A quirk of demographics has affected the health of San Francisco. The city has the highest rate of liver cancer in the country. Turns out the high rate of cancer is linked to the high rate of chronic hepatitis B infection, and that is concentrated in a particular group, immigrants from Asia. Now, other cities with Asian immigrants are watching the way that San Francisco tries to spread a vaccine and treatment. Sarah Varney reports from member station KQED.
At the Asian Heritage Street Fair, in front of San Francisco's glittering City Hall, television anchorman Alan Wong takes the microphone on the main stage.
By day, I'm an anchorman with ABC 7 News, but when people are in danger...
Wong slowly, seductively unbuttons his shirt, revealing a Superman logo with the letter B, part of the city's campaign urging residents to get tested for hepatitis B.
That's right. I'm a hero, too.
Hepatitis B attacks the liver and can lead to cancer. The virus may have originated in Asia centuries ago, and it's been passed down from infected mothers to their newborn infants ever since. Many of those Asian parents and children immigrated here to San Francisco, where one-third of the city's population is of Asian descent.
I have hepatitis B. My brothers and sisters do. By talking about it, you take away the stigma. Now, I'm not a drug user. I'm not a prostitute. In fact, most of the people who carry hepatitis B are like me. And so we're here to encourage you just to get tested.
The Hep B virus can be detected by a blood test. But typically, U.S. physicians only test patients who engage in risky behaviors like intravenous drug use or unprotected sex. That's because the virus is spread through infected blood and bodily fluids. A recent Institute of Medicine report concluded doctors aren't aware that Asian immigrants, especially those from China, are much more likely to have been infected at birth.
Now, we're also doing free hepatitis B screenings over here, so if you haven't done it yet, it's free, it's fast, they'll mail the results right to your home.
San Francisco public health officials are trying to raise awareness of the issue. As part of an aggressive campaign to stem Hep B infections, the city is offering free testing, vaccination, and treatment to all residents, young and old.
You're just going to feel a little pinch on three. One, two, and three.
Albert Ang wandered into a testing booth at the Asian Heritage Street Fair. He's 30 years old, and even though his Chinese grandfather died of liver cancer caused by the virus, it's the first time he's ever been tested for Hep B.
In an Asian American family, usually parents just don't want to discuss about if they have diseases. They always tend to discuss the good stuff, but never discuss about weaknesses.
That reluctance has been a big challenge for public health officials in San Francisco. After launching an upbeat public awareness campaign 3 years ago, the city recently unveiled a much darker approach. The ads feature statuesque Asian beauty queens meant to provoke residents into action.
Of all these young women, which one deserves to die? One in 10 Asian Americans is infected with hepatitis B, the leading cause of liver cancer.
Getting tested is critical, public health officials say, because many people who are chronically infected feel no symptoms. If caught early enough, the virus can be suppressed with medication. But if left untreated, about 1 in 4 will develop liver cancer, which is often fatal.
This is a disease which, unlike HIV, we have all the solutions.
Dr. Samuel So directs the Asian Liver Center at Stanford University. He says state and federal health officials need to bring more money and attention to the disease.
We know how to prevent it. We have a very effective vaccine. We have treatments which can help to suppress the virus. And yet, we are not doing a good job.
The San Francisco effort is an important start, says Dr. So. Indeed, a handful of other cities, including Los Angeles and Philadelphia, plan to replicate the program. But until there is a more aggressive national campaign to control chronic infection, people like anchorman Alan Wong will sell the message of Hep B in any way they can, even if that means a Superman-inspired striptease in front of City Hall. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney.